What's up, Canes fans? Welcome to the Canes Insight Daily Podcast, powered by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. It is Portal Day. The portal is officially open. We're going to keep this thing rolling with the portal every day, so keep checking in with the Daily Podcast. We will keep you up on the latest, and there's a lot of news already. Jakari Brown, much talked about in the last week or so, has officially entered the transfer portal. We'll talk about the impact of that, some of the things that went into that decision. Other portal entries, Logan Sagapolo, backup guard in the portal, and then some folks on other teams who Miami may or may not be pursuing. We'll talk about that along with the global portal strategy for the Miami Hurricanes. First, I want to tell you about my friends at Anajar Levine Accident Attorneys. They're not jumping in the portal. They will be right here in the state of Florida to take care of your needs if you or someone you care about has been injured in an accident, could be entitled to significant compensation. Reach out to Anajar and Levine, 1-800-747-FREE. 1-800-747-3733. Take back control of your life with the absolute best in Anajar and Levine. All right, so the news of the day. Everybody's talking about it. Jakari Brown has officially entered the transfer portal. You know, the timing is interesting. I'm not surprised by the move, but there's a lot of discussion about him a week ago. He goes and has his best week of practice. Probably was the best backup quarterback in the spring game after really having a tough spring before that point. So guaranteed to generate a lot of controversy, but he has entered the portal. I think there was a candid discussion with him. He was running fourth in this backup quarterback battle, whether he should have been or not. I'll leave that up to debate, but that's certainly where he landed on the depth chart. I think his best opportunity to play at Miami would have been to switch positions to wide receiver. He obviously wants to continue his career at quarterback, so he is moving on where he will have an opportunity to play quarterback. You know, my thoughts on the move, and again, you saw the tweet from Hayes Fawcett confirming and making it all official. If you go back and look, this is a guy who has had moments at quarterback. You know, you can see some of the clips here of him scoring touchdowns against Rutgers, against Georgia Tech. Go back to Georgia Tech game. He was able to win that game, played efficiently, did a nice job leading the team, making the plays that needed to be made. Really the high point of Jakari. That was his true freshman season. Has some rough moments against Clemson, against Florida State. You know, last year doesn't do a whole lot. The Rutgers game in the bowl gets a chance to start and does a nice job, puts Miami in a position to potentially win that game. Missed some throws he probably should have made, but also was able to make some tough throws to Restrepo, run it for a few first downs, run for a touchdown. So mixed bag, but gave Miami a chance to win. My view on Jakari Brown, he is the best talent physically behind Cam Ward, as far as size, as far as speed, as far as arm strength. Intangible-wise, great kid, smart kid, has what you want, you know, in terms of the makeup. I think the issue with Jakari is that this is a team that is built around Cam Ward. Cam Ward is the guy. It's his offense. You're not building an offense around Jakari Brown as a backup quarterback. So the unique strengths of Jakari Brown, his ability to run, and not just run to create, which Poffenbarger can do, which Cam Ward can do, but the ability to run for yards and be a weapon on designed runs, that's unique to Jakari Brown. It's not really part of Cam Ward's game. So that's something you have to put into the playbook that's different than what your starting quarterback does. You could do it on the fly. You saw it in the bowl game, but it's not something you're going to live off of. I think that hurt Jakari Brown. Trying to run an offense built around Cam Ward as the backup, he struggled at times with his accuracy, his footwork, his consistency. Short, intermediate, really struggled. Again, placement, consistency, footwork, those areas. Flash, especially when it came to those downfield passes, he did have an arm. Sometimes the deep ball was on too tight of a line, but he could occasionally hit nice deep balls. You saw that in the spring game to Jackson Carver. Certainly had a whip of a release, but I think the consistency running Cam Ward's offense hurt him, particularly, you know, in the beginning of spring. He came on strong in the last week, but really had too many rough moments early on. To me, if he stayed in Miami, his best chance would have been to play wide receiver, because I didn't see an offense being built around him at Miami. So wide receiver, certainly with his size, his speed, his athleticism, could have been favorable to him at Miami. That doesn't mean he cannot be a quarterback. My personal opinion is I think he can be a winning quarterback at the college level. Has he improved enough that you say this guy's going to have a pro future quarterback? He has not improved at that rate. Maybe that happens at his next stop. He certainly has the physical tools. But to me, if he wants to play quarterback, go to a smaller school that is going to build an offense around you or that already is used to running the ball with their quarterbacks. Go there, use your running game to set up your passing game, simpler throws, and then expand from there. As he gets more snaps, he'll improve as a passer, and you can build more of a passing offense. You saw that with Jalen Hurts, who was very run-focused at first, and then the passing continued to add on. Now, I thought Jalen Hurts probably was a better passer from the beginning than Jakari, but that's the model that you'd want to follow. There was certainly improvement in Hurts' game as he got more snaps on the field. There's only so much improvement you can do in practice. So with Jakari Brown, you wish him well. He definitely cared about Miami, liked being here. I think he wanted to be here. It just didn't work out because this is the Cam Ward show, and Jakari Brown really is not the top backup for Cam Ward. Could he have been useful in Wildcat snaps? I think so. I think he probably should have done more of that while he was here because it is a unique short yardage weapon with his size and his ability to throw if they overcommit to the running game, but it didn't happen. And now he moves on. I hope he lands in a place that's going to utilize his skill set and build around him as opposed to fitting him into a system, which for Miami, it makes sense. Your system's Cam Ward, but another place it might fit more cleanly with what Jakari Brown does. So best wishes to him. You will see that battle between Emery Williams and Reese Poffenbarger continue throughout the summer into camp. I promise you the spring game was not their best performances. Both of those guys look better at other times of the spring, but under the lights, didn't perform. So that's going to be a position Canes fans are going to be concerned about a little bit. But I do think that Reese and Emery have more than what they showed in that spring game. Certainly Emery, you saw it on the field against Clemson. Reese, you saw it at Albany against much different competition, but he also flashed it at times in practice. Jakari Brown wasn't the only guy to transfer from the Miami Hurricanes. You also lose Logan Sagapolo, a backup offensive guard originally from Oregon. From the West, I believe he's from Utah originally, went to Oregon with Cristobal and Mirabal, transferred from Oregon to Miami, was really the first Polynesian player to come, which became somewhat of a pipeline with the Mauanoa brothers, Frankie Tinalau. But he was the first one, started a game his freshman year, did get a lot of playing time his freshman year, or I should say his first year at Miami. And I think what happened with him was he is a short but stout and strong guard, only 6'1", wide, very powerful but short. And I think Miami, that first year when you had Jakai Clark out there, you had Sagapolo, you had a lot of very short interior linemen, Justice Aluwasan. And when Cristobal looked at that offensive line, Mirabal looked at that offensive line in 2022, the thought was, this is just not how we want it to look physically. Too many short players on the offensive line in the interior. You also had DJ Scaife starting at tackle at 6'3". So really just didn't look the part when it comes to the Miami Hurricanes and how it should look physically up front. So with Logan Sagapolo entering the portal, again, not a huge surprise, not something that Miami is losing sleep over. I think this was expected. Remember, expect 8 to 12 guys to enter the portal for the Miami Hurricanes. They need roster space. And with guys where it wasn't a fit, they're moving on to different places. It's for the benefit of the team. It is for the benefit of the player. Both Jakari and Logan, I feel, fall into that category. Miami will continue to recruit massive offensive linemen. I think some of the guys that you saw playing tackle for Miami, whether it was Samson Okonlolo, who played right tackle in the spring game, Matt McCoy, who played right tackle at parts of the spring, played left guard in the spring game, Tommy Kinsler, who's been playing tackle exclusively in the spring, you could see any one of those guys go into guard. Also, potentially Francis Mauanoa, the freshman All-American tackle, could come into guard with someone else playing tackle. Miami has an abundance of tackles, and that's a good thing, because then your backup guards are the tackles that don't start, and all of them have big-time body types. Again, that's the shift from your first year with short guys to now massive offensive linemen. But best wishes to Jakari. Best wishes to Logan. And we have a third transfer portal entry hot off the presses, which is that Trevante Citizen, the running back from Louisiana, is entering the transfer portal. Again, this is not a surprise. Citizen is someone who has struggled to come back from a terrible knee injury he suffered in fall camp in one of the scrimmages. Had a setback when he tried to come back last year. So really, far behind in his rehab process through no fault of his own, just a lot of bad luck. You saw him with the big bulky knee brace. There were flashes of Citizen coming back during spring, some of the old Citizen, some of the old speed, but it was still clearly a process. He did not look like someone who was going to help right away. He's someone that has been a very pricey player, to be perfectly candid, due to the contract he signed out of high school as a top recruit. So I think with him, it's best to get a fresh start and maybe build up slower to getting back to his old form at a new place. And then with Miami, you know, reinvest some of that NIL money in a player who is further along in their rehab and not dealing with a mountain to climb or a hill to climb in terms of their recovery. Citizen, again, flashes this spring. You hope that he comes back. He's a guy you root for. Everybody likes the kid. He's a huge running back. He's got a ton of talent. There's a reason why Miami wanted him so badly out of high school. But I don't think Miami right now, with the win now focus, is in the position to go slow with Citizen. He still needs time to get back. Different place, better opportunity to build slower to the player that he could be. I think Trevante Citizen was a situation where it just made sense to move on because he was not there when you saw him in spring. Doesn't mean he won't be there in the future, but it just wasn't going to happen anytime soon for the University of Miami. So what does that mean? Now you got players leaving the roster. You needed to lose players in order to have the space to add players and also be under the limit. Of course, financial obligations go out. So more financial obligations to provide for other players. Good spot to talk about Canes Connection, Miami's official NIL collective. Sign up today, www.canesconnection.com. Use promo code CIS, get 20% off your first month. And you also have access to a private Zoom that I'll be given, which will have all the non-public information on the portal. I believe we probably will record sometime later this week, maybe Thursday. And I'll give you everything I know about the portal that cannot be shared in a public forum. So please, sign up for Canes Connection. Be part of the solution. This is all something that's going to cost money, right? Player personnel in college is a two-way street. We need you to come together and give Miami a chance to land these premier players in the portal that we'll be talking about all month. CanesConnection.com, promo code CIS, 20% off the first month and access to that private Zoom. Okay, so what are the portal priorities? Why are we pushing for everybody to join Canes Connection and be part of the solution? One running back, a big-time running back. You saw Trevante Citizen leave. No surprise. Miami expected that, and Miami expects to land a big-time premier impact running back. Mark Fletcher still banged up. AJ Allen still banged up. Chris Johnson, Chris Wheatley-Humphrey, smaller backs. Miami is a big-time bell cow franchise back, and they're preparing to do so in the portal. You already have Damian Martinez in the portal. Others could enter. Miami is focused on adding a big-time back and is allocating its resources accordingly. Two wide receivers. You have Cam Ward. You want to win right away. That is the story of this offseason, of this portal season. Miami knows they have a special quarterback for 1 year. They want to win big with him. Two wide receivers, as many as two wide receivers, at least one, to help Cam Ward get exactly what he needs. He has some good guys on campus, but you heard him when he sat down with Canes Insight. Check that interview out on YouTube. When he sat down with Canes Insight, he told us, we're going to add more of the portal to the receiving core. So there's no secrets there. Miami is looking for two kids in the portal. Defensive line, I think a defensive tackle and a defensive end. Romello Heights in the mix. You saw him on his visit last weekend. Defensive tackle is a need. The spring game you saw got a little light there as it got light in defensive end. Linebacker, I think a rotational guy to help Wesley Bissainth and Francisco Malanoa, who have emerged as the top two guys. Popo Aguirre also in that mix, but they'd like to add a linebacker to that room. And then two defensive backs with a focus on man coverage ability. That's the shopping list. That's why we're telling you to go to CanesConnection.com and sign up with promo code CIS. That's the shopping list, and it's not going to be easy, but Miami is focused on getting it done. So another names that jumped in the portal today that I wanted to talk about, Jacoby Matthews from Texas A&M. He tweeted out this morning that he was jumping in the portal. This is a former big-time recruit. I made some calls on Jacoby Matthews, and I don't expect that to be a fit for the Miami Hurricanes. I think Miami's looking elsewhere at defensive back. Things change fast in the portal, but this, as of this morning, I did not get a sense that Jacoby Matthews was a Miami target. Oregon seems to be the trend for him. And I don't think Miami is losing sleep over that one. But again, things change. CJ West, defensive tackle out of Kent State, tweeted just this afternoon that he was entering the portal. This was the best defensive tackle in the MAC. Miami has gone into Georgia State to get Thomas Gore. Last year was a little smaller than maybe you'd like, but a player who, against some of the lesser teams on Miami's schedule, was able to give them good snaps. Marley Cook this year from Middle Tennessee State. You saw him in the spring game make some plays. He's being relied upon to make something happen. So we have a trend of them going after smaller school defensive tackles. They went after a defensive tackle from the Ivies this year who went to Florida before spring. So this is something that they do. CJ West from Kent State, as Gabby Rudy had pointed out on 247, this is someone who has ties to Steve Shrum, who does a lot in recruiting, particularly on the defensive side of the ball. So it makes sense that he is focused on, he could potentially be focused on a CJ West to supplement that defensive tackle room. Again, Miami is looking to supplement that defensive tackle room. By the way, if you're looking to supplement your wardrobe, you see it right here. I wear my Caneswear shirt, caneswear.com, Caneswear. You can get your number one Cam Ward jersey. You can get your number one Francisco Malinoa jersey, Restrepo jersey, all kinds of Canes gear to get you through the summer. Load up now because you're going to need it during the season. You want t-shirts as it's getting warm. You want t-shirts, shorts, sandals, all kinds of apparel. Caneswear.com, or you go to the store in Davie. And again, I like my Caneswear shirt itself. Very, very good fitting shirt. So check out Caneswear. So the portal's moving fast, man. You know, I'm checking every 2 seconds to make sure I'm not missing anything. But right now you got three guys. Again, I would expect 8 to 12 going out. That's my number. If you're asking numbers, I think 8 to 12 going out just to balance the roster, make room for folks coming in, make room under the limit, and just people where there's, you know, it just doesn't make sense for both sides to continue. They'll get better opportunities elsewhere. Miami will free up roster spots. Miami will free up financial opportunities, and it'll just make a lot more sense with that transition. So 8 to 12 going out and then coming in. I gave you the shopping list. One running back, two wide receivers, two defensive linemen, linebacker, two defensive backs. We're talking about 8 players. So it makes sense, right? If you're over by a little bit, plus you're going to be bringing in 8 guys, you need to lose 8 to 12 on the way out. That's what I would expect from the Miami Hurricanes. So that's really the story of the portal. Again, keep an eye out for these entries. I don't think this is done. I would expect positions, I would expect to potentially have attrition. You saw it at running back, you saw it at quarterback. I would expect maybe wide receiver, one or two there, maybe more on the offensive line, maybe more at defensive end, maybe more at cornerback, potentially, or defensive back. I could see a few more departures. And again, if the folks that are expected to leave depart, I think Miami will be fine. I say this analogy with boxing. It's the punches you don't see coming that knock you out. So you don't know who's going to leave. But if the folks that are expected to part ways, I think Miami will be fine and more than capable of replacing the production, and it'll be better for those players to move on and get opportunities elsewhere. Watch the NFL draft. It's full of transfers. So a lot of those guys did not have success at their initial stop, went somewhere else, and then ended up making the pros. We've seen that in Miami with guys coming to Miami, whether an Adrian Colbert or others that really remade their careers at the University of Miami. So best of luck to those guys. They committed to the Canes. They chose the Canes, and you hope that they have success elsewhere, unless they're playing Miami. So cheering for those guys. Ja'Kari Brown, great, great kid. You know, Logan Sagapolo, Toronto Citizen, tough guys who've endured some hardships, particularly Citizen, and you hope that he gets to full speed. You hope everybody finds a spot, but this is going to be a lot of movement again. 8 to 12 coming out, 8 up to 8 coming in, and it's going to be a very fun ride. Stay tuned to the Canes Insight Daily Podcast. We'll keep you updated on the portal every single day, and also canesinsight.com free forums, the most active transfer portal board anywhere on the net. It is lightning fast. Someone jumps in, they pop up there, and there's 5 comments before you can blink. canesinsight.com forums, transfer portal board. Log into that, plug in, you'll be addicted. Till then, tomorrow we'll talk more. Go Canes.
Yeah. This an insight to the Canes, and you know we ain't playing no games. Joaquin said dominate, so that's what we do. Home of the legends and seventh floor crew, down in Miami where hurricanes brew. You here for the rumors, we bring you the news, cause it's all about the you. And nobody do it like Canes Insight. Nobody do it like Canes Insight. Nobody do it like Canes Insight. Nobody do it like